AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A bomb squad has safely detonated a pressure cooker from a suspicious vehicle left unattended near the Capitol building in Washington. An odor of gasoline was also detected. U.S. Capitol Police say the driver has been arrested. Parts of the country are dealing with bad weather this holiday weekend. One person is dead, three missing in central Texas, where hundreds of homes have been destroyed by floodwaters. Up to 400 homes destroyed in Wimberley, southwest of Austin. Dwayne York is superintendent of the Wimberley School District. He says residents who can drive around are trying to help those who had to evacuate to a school gym.
This community is awesome. You wouldn't believe they're bringing in blankets. We're bringing in food, trying to get our food service workers. But a lot of our staff is stuck. You know, they can't. There's low water crossings.
Sound courtesy KVUE-TV. Tornado warnings were up Sunday night for parts of southwestern Kansas, eastern Missouri, also parts of Iowa and northwestern Illinois. Meanwhile, thunderstorms knocked out power to more than 8,000 homes and businesses in Louisiana and Mississippi. Well, the White House isn't commenting after a harsh assessment of Iraq's military forces offered by Defense Secretary Ash Carter. He told CNN the Islamic State group's takeover of Ramadi is stark evidence that Iraqi forces lack the will to fight. Republican Senator John McCain on CBS's Face the Nation says President Obama has no plan when it comes to winning in Iraq.
There is no strategy. And anybody that says that there is, I'd like to hear what it is.
Cleveland police are on alert tonight after crowds left the downtown arena where the Cavaliers beat the Hawks in Game 3 of their Eastern Conference Championship game in overtime, 114-111. The weekend saw protests after the acquittal of a white patrolman in the shooting deaths of two black suspects 2 years ago. This is AP Radio News. Actress and comedian Ann Mira has died. Here's the AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Most will remember her as the mother of Ben Stiller and husband of Jerry Stiller, but aside from her connection to those two over-the-top comedians, Ann Mira had quite a career of her own. She and her husband were one of the more popular comedy couples back in the 1960s, and she continued her work for six decades. She was on King of Queens, where her husband was a regular, and at Night of the Museum, which starred her son.
Mira was 85. Obituaries also include John Nash. His life was portrayed in the movie A Beautiful Mind. He and his wife died in a car crash on the New Jersey Turnpike. Gloria Estefan performed at PBS's National Memorial Day concert at the U.S. Capitol. She also explained her tribute to disabled vets, saying her father served in the U.S. military after moving here from Cuba.
I'm sharing an energy that I hope is healing to all disabled veterans and your families who hear it. You all deserve our love, our admiration.
I'm Sandy Kozel.